Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Chapter 61, Perek Samach Aleph. In stark contrast to Chapter 60, where David HaMelech is the successful warrior and unchallenged king surrounded by loyal subjects, this chapter is set at a time when David HaMelech is far from home. Exiled and alone, a lonely fugitive. There is a reference in verse 3 to high rocks, so perhaps this is Ein Gedi, where he was forced to climb Tzurei HaYa'elim, rocks of the wild goats, says Malbim. Or, as Radak says, maybe this is when he was forced to escape to Eretz Plishtim, the land of the Plishtim. And yet, Al Niginas, David is singing, with instruments yet. It is a song of the exile yearning for home, and as far as he may go, his song remains constant and consistent with one message. I want to go home because I yearn to be with you, Hashem. As far away as David is forced from the Mikzei Haaretz, the ends of the earth, he still remembers and begs to dwell in Hashem's tent forever. It is always deeply inspiring that whatever David HaMelech is dealing with all the very real dangers he finds himself in, David's voice always cries out one message. Oh Hashem, I want to dwell in your tent forever. We say you are what you eat or you are what you do, but in many ways, you are what you dream. Your desires, your goals, are sometimes the truest definition of who you are. I'd like to share a personal story about a young girl I was once teaching. She was not attending a Jewish school, and the weekly lessons I would give her was, at that time, her one connection to Torah. She had a very difficult home life, and we would often spend time just talking about the challenges she was facing. And one day, she started to cry. I thought she was crying about what was going on at home. But when she was able to talk, she said, I just want more time to study Torah. I just want to know more, to understand more. I wish I had more time. With all she was dealing with, this is what was on her mind. I thought about this girl when I read this beautiful chapter. In fact, Radak says that this chapter is as much a cry of the Jew in exile yearning for home as it is about David HaMelech himself. So in this chapter, David teaches us how to be a Jew in exile and the power of crying for home. Verse 1, Lamnatzeach al Niginas leDavid, for the conductor with instrumental music for David. Verse 2, Shema Elokim Rinasi, Hakshivat Tfilasi. Hear my cry. O Hashem, listen to my song and listen to my prayer. I heard a beautiful, if heartbreaking, explanation of this verse. Rina means song. Hashem, if you want to understand how pitiful is my situation, hear our Rina. Listen to what we celebrate. Listen to what we are excited about. Our situation is so dire, and you can understand that by what makes us happy. A crust of bread? Slightly better news from an ICU unit in the hospital? Listen to our Rina, and then you'll understand what we have to daven for. Verse 3. This is the verse. Mikze ha'aretz elecha ekra, ba'atof libi, B'tzur yarum mimeni sancheni. From the ends of the earth I call to you. When my heart is wrapped up, when I reach a rock that is too high for me, lead me. As I mentioned, Malbim finds in these words a clue as to where David HaMelech is. The mountain rocks of Ein Gedi, forced to climb rocks much too high for him, more suitable for wild goats, just to reach safety. Or as Radak explains, I'm trying to get back home to Yerushalayim, and it's too high for me, Hashem. Whether this is David HaMelech or the Jew in exile, sometimes coming home to Yerushalayim just seems to be a mountain too high for me to climb. Please, Hashem, lead me up the mountain. Verse 4. Ki hayisa machseli migdal oz mipnei ayev. For you have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. Over and over again in Tehillim, David HaMelech puts his present challenges in context and reminds himself and teaches us. While I may be in trouble today, Hashem has been with me in the past, has saved me in the past, has been a refuge for me, a strength. I turn to Hashem for help, not as a last resort, but with confidence. He is someone I have come to rely on. Verse 5. Agura be'ahalecha olamim, echese be'seser k'nafecha sela. Oh, that I might dwell in your tent forever. Take refuge under your protecting wings. Sela. And here it is. David HaMelech's prayer, David HaMelech's mantra, and his lifelong dream. Wherever I am, whether I be at the ends of the earth, like the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, my heart is in the east, although I am in the west. In my heart, I am in Yerushalayim, close to you. And once again, it ends with the beautiful word Selah. Read this thought and stop. And let us stop too and ask ourselves, do our hearts remain with Yerushalayim even when we are at the ends of the earth? Can we make this pasuk true for us? Verse 6. Ki ata Elokim shamata lindarai, nasata yerushas yirei shemecha. O God, you have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Hashem, you heard my vows. You know, explains Rav Hirsch, what I have pledged my life for. It is spiritual pursuit. It is growth. You know that this is my dream, and Hashem, you have granted this to me. Again, these lofty words in the context of this parak, David HaMelech is climbing rocks and mountains, escaping a royal army. And what's on his mind? Hashem, I pledge my life to your service, and how grateful I am that you have granted me this wish, to give me a life of meaning. This is our David HaMelech. Verse 7. Yamim al yimei melech tosif shnosav kemo dor vador. Add days to the days of the king. May his years extend through generations. And with that said, Hashem, when you know what my mission is, when you know what I have vowed, so please give me more time. Please give me more years. Will this be the end of me? Verse 8. Yeshev olam lefnei Elokim, chesed ve'emes man yintzeruhu. May he dwell in God's presence forever. Appoint kindness and truth to guard him. The Malbim explains, David says, I have no army to protect me, nor do I want one or need one. Hashem, please send your kindness, your truth to protect me, and that is all I ever need. Rashi says, David HaMelech deserves that kindness and truth shall guard him, because David HaMelech is always engaged with kindness and truth. And Rav Hirsch says, David HaMelech, from his perch on the rocks, announces, Hashem, whether you send me chesed or emes, kindness, mercy, or truth, strict justice, I'm not afraid. Both are from you. And I understand that both protect me. Verse 9. Kain azamra shimcha la'ad l'shalmei nidarai yom yom. So I will sing to your name forever as I fulfill my vows day after day. And when I finally come home, as I have faith that I will continue to sing and continue to live up to my vows, my pledge to serve Hashem from security, as I did when I was far away and so fragile. In summary, David HaMelech in this chapter, as in so many others, facing real mortal danger, unsure if he will live to see another tomorrow, continues to retain perspective, to remember who he is and what is dearest to him. In these thoughts, he finds hope, direction, and security. And in his beautiful words, we, who also face challenging times, who are also so far from our home, we too find hope, direction, and security. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilu Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.